Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
A new expression on my face.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. It's just you and me. I've got some things I want to talk about. I'm going to continue to talk to you about some things. You know, folks, some of you, if you've been listening for a while, you've heard a few comments, a few references I've made to the age of the customer. And you may have heard me, and I haven't done much of this. I'll be doing more of it, I promise you. Coming up, I'll be doing more of it. But we're actually about to, getting very close to publish my third book. And the title of the book is The Age of the Customer. I've been referring to that term, the age of the customer, for 2 or 3 years now. Because I do believe we are in the age of the customer. We're leaving the age of the seller. We're emerging into the age of the customer, where the customer has control. Whereas, I've gone over this. 10,000 years, the seller had control, and now the customer has control. So the book is all about how things have changed and are changing and are going to continue to change as the age of the customer replaces the age of the seller. But there's one chapter in this book. There's one thing that I talk about in the book that I wanted to talk about to you with you now, and that is what has not changed. I remind people in this chapter that some things have not changed and some things won't change. For example, with all of the high tech, with all the social media, with all the stuff, the new stuff that we're using to do business, these two words are still as powerful as ever, and they're never going to be less powerful. In fact, I propose that they're going to be more powerful every day that goes by. The more we use high tech, as John Nesbitt said, the more we will want these words. Thank you. The two most powerful words in the marketplace, thank you. And here's another version of it. Thank you for your business. And here's another one. Thank you. It's our pleasure to do business with you. Thank you for your business. We appreciate your business. Any variation on that theme, folks, the more you can say thank you to customers. And look, the opposite of this, right? You know what the opposite is, right? No problem. Folks, no problem is a big problem. Please. Stop letting your people say that. Please stop saying it yourself. I talk to small business owners and they do it all the time. The owner says this to me, no problem. Don't say no problem. Say thank you or you're welcome. Don't say here you go. Have a nice day. Thank you. Powerful, powerful. If you want to succeed in business, if you want to do something that costs you nothing, that will give you the greatest chance of being successful in business, start saying thank you at every turn. And if your customer says thank you when you hand them their money and their product, if they say thank you before you do, then you failed. All right, let's take that off the table. I'm going to put another thing up on the table that's not going to change. Your people, your employees. Employees in the new age, in the age of the customer, employees are still going to be human. They're made of the same protoplasm as always. They have the same fears, concerns, desires, ambitions, and dreams that they ever had. They want to be successful. Regardless of what they do, they want to be successful in that job. And they want you to help them be successful. They expect to feel safe, and they expect to be safe. They're going to desire, in the age of the customer, employees are still going to desire to be treated with respect, dignity, and with honesty. And in the new age, they're going to have the hope of sharing the financial success of your organization. The people who help you grow your business, that none of that's going to change. It's going to be just as everything. Think about this. The technology has changed. The marketplace has changed. Human beings have not changed. Customer expectations are changing, but the human beings behind those expectations are not changing. So think about that, folks. What your employees want from you, that's not going to change just because we have a new age. Another topic, financial fundamentals. These are not going to change in the age of the customer. Cash is still going to be king. Profit is still going to be queen because it's a longer term thought, right? The longer term imperative is that the short term imperative is that you have cash. The long term imperative is that you have profitability. The only way to sustain your business long term, you sustain your business short term with cash. You sustain your business long term with profit. You got to do both of those. The best way to grow your business without debt is to retain earnings, to leave profits in the business. If you'd like to one day improve your cash flow, become more profitable and leave those profits in the business, you'll be able to and you'll be able to deal with tough times because you won't have to service debt when business is off. Retained earnings, that's not going to change. You have to charge customers enough so you can produce a gross profit margin that will keep you in business. That hasn't changed. That's not going to change. You've got to be able to charge customers enough to drive the gross profit margin before expenses so that when you pay your expenses that you can be profitable. If you don't charge customers enough, you're going to get upside down. And the last thing I'm going to say is financial failure and bankruptcy laws are no respecter of marketplace conditions or changes in customer behavior. And I'm going to leave you with Blasingame's primordial principle of financial management. Buy low, sell high, keep good records. Tintel, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back. I was a dandy.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.